Monday night, it's the Saints at Carolina. The Saints, they've wrapped up the NFC South and are just playing for home field advantage in the playoffs. The Carolina Panthers, they're coming off a loss versus Cleveland, and they have very slim hopes of even getting a wild card spot.
Carolina's in disarray. Staff firings, disgruntled players that are frustrated with their underachieving season. Panthers, they're a really bad road team. They've only won one of their last seven road games, but they are 5-1 at home this year.
You've got two quarterbacks that are trending in opposite directions. Obviously, both of them very talented, both of them very accomplished. But Drew Brees, he's been setting league records this year, and it seems like every other game they're stopping the game to present him the game ball and recognizing him for another record he's broken. Cam Newton, unbelievable talent, but he's just had a rough, rough year.
He has, and I really think McCaffrey going there has would help him more than it has, but that team's just not clicking. Again, I go back to the staff issues, and Rivera's had to fire assistants in order to save his own job, and it's never a good situation. When I look at this series, it's a road series. The road team, 24-10 against the spread, the last 34. But, of course, usually the road team is the underdog. In this case, the Saints are favored by 6.5. The Saints have been dominant at home and on the road. In fact, Coach, they've covered 10 of their last 11 games. Oddsmakers just haven't been able to set the line high enough. New Orleans has won 4 road games by 10 points or more. That's very rare in the NFL. It's a must-win for Carolina, but I see too much uncertainty on that Panthers team.
You're listening to Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll look at some bowl games right here after this quick break on Inside the Numbers, sponsored by State Farm Insurance.